everybody. I'd like to show you some things about an art form I'm very much interested in, and it's about artwork with PCB-based artwork, and I'm usually using KiCad to design it. And I wanted to give you a short introduction to this topic and maybe find like-minded people. So this is basically what we are talking about. This is a PCB. The green, yellowish thing is the baseboard, in this case, of an Amiga 500. So it's quite old already. And it usually is designed for a very specific purpose. In this case, connecting ICs, connecting to the various active components within a computer. And but it also is quite sophisticated technology, which is quite achievable for the private person. So people started working with this and making art with it. Actually, if you look closely, you can see there is already some kind of art on it. The company Commodore actually put their logo on there. There's no functional reason for that. So if you do a cross-section of a PCB, this is about what it looks like. And if you dissect it a little bit, you can see multiple layers. You have a base material, which is like fiberglass or something like that. Then you have at least one copper layer, but usually it's more. Mostly cheap electronics use two or even more. It can go up to dozens of layers, basically. And to us, the most interesting layers are on the outside. And then there is a layer of solder resist, which is helping with the soldering of the components. And then there is a layer of silk screen printing, which is mostly for documenting the board. And pretty soon already, companies started providing multiple colors for their solder resist, actually. And you see, actually, there is some structure on these boards, and it's visible. And this is something I think you can play with. And referring back to Brendan from the talk yesterday, I'm fascinated by the talk, by working within these constraints. This technology has been developed for a very, very specific purpose, and I'm trying to use it for something else. So there are some certain constraints we have to work around. But mostly I want to showcase stuff. So this is one of the earlier examples I found where the silk screen layer is actually used to use a desert artwork and printed it on the PCB. It still mostly has a functional design, but the backside is mostly empty, so why not put art on it? This is work from Bleeptech, artists living not that far away, I think. And she was trying to combine PCBs with generative art. So these PCBs all have the same function, but you see that the planets or the touch points on the PCB are different each time. I don't know if every PCB is different, but she generates it from a template. I don't know exactly. She has a lengthy description on her web page, but I find it fascinating. This is another thing. And here you actually see that people start to toy with the shape of the PCB. The ICs are randomly oriented on the PCB, so not the strictly rectangular array you're used to if you're designing classic electronics. And I think this looks a little bit like some sort of synthesizer or whatever. And maybe the golden dots you see around the outside might be touch points, not sure, so you can play with it. This is the badge that was used for the chaos communication camp. When was it? Like 2015? 23? Okay, was it the last one? I'm losing track. And it's actually a two-layer construction where they incorporated LEDs to shine on the white silkscreen printing of the base layer. And they also contacted the factory manufacturing the PCBs to get a very specific shade of pink as their solder resist. And apparently it took a few iterations to get it right. These are two artworks also based on PCB technology. Steph Piper is an artist from Australia, and she tries to, actually, if you look closely, this cat is actually a three-dimensional construction where you have cutouts in the PCBs and you slot them into each other, and it's a freestanding sculpture in the end. The other one is interesting because she actually worked with a company that manufactured the PCBs to actually use two solder resist layers in different colors. So you see there is obviously some sort of blue layer, and there is a pink purple layer, and there is also a mix of both colors. So this is actually a deviation of the regular process where so this is actually combining two semi-transparent layers of color to actually have at least three shades, three different color shades. This looks quite impressive, and it's actually a functional board. It's from developed at the CERN, which is researching atomic decay and stuff like this, particle physics. And actually, the rectangles in the center are camera sensors, and they're trying to do antimatter detection. Sorry?
Sorry, don't be. Just continue.
Okay. And obviously, this board is designed for more than a specific functionality. Somebody had a lot of fun putting a lot of kind of occult symbology, and maybe if somebody digs it up in a few thousand years, they're wondering what weird kind of religion this was. So, and there are also fun little things. Actually, quite close to here in Regensburg, there's a company and a Hackspace who develop these kind of fun little solder projects for kids, mostly for kids. Adults, it works perfectly for adults as well. So, and they actually use also the translucent features of the PCBs. So, especially for the butterfly, you have these set of colors where there's a color-changing LED behind it, and it's just beautiful. This is actually a close-up of, I think, my first attempt at PCB artwork. It's actually Blinken Light's installation, which was on the turn of the century in Berlin. And I wanted to have a very small version of it, which actually replicates the frieze, which is on the building where the original installation happened. And this was in 2011 when I designed this, and it was a ton of work because I was working with Eagle, and Eagle can't really work with Bézier segments and stuff like this, so I had a ton of fun developing software to try to develop this. And in fact, I've brought it with me. There is the original. Okay, I have a few examples more. And I have to deal with the microphone now. This is the flower batch I was talking about earlier. I can think. I'm too nervous to find the power button. Sorry. Okay, but yeah, it actually, yeah.
The battery is not connected.
Okay. Oh, right, you said this. Okay, so if you want to have a closer look, maybe Pippin
who is the owner of this, we might want to show, hand it around and show it later. Also from Pippin is this, which is the badge for a camp in the Great Britain. And this also has all kinds of intricate designs on it. And yeah, I like it a lot. Camp is a theme here. This actually is one of the first electronic badges I encountered, which was for one of the first CCC camps. And this also has an extension board with a flame on the bottom. This is not exactly PCB artwork, but you can arrange components in a decorative fashion and then have it blink, which is important, of course. This is from a group called Blinken Area, very much inspired by also the Blinken Lights project. They have a ton of various building kits. And this is one of the highlights. This is actually also a badge from the last Easter from the Easter hack last year. And it is also a base PCB. But if you look closely, you see that there is a second layer. And actually, you could the rabbit in front is actually consisting of four parts. So you could do a scavenger hunt, collect four pieces, and solder them onto this. And if you switch this on, it's actually quite powerful, colorful. As I mentioned earlier, ich brauche mal ein Taschentuch. Hat jemand mal ein Taschentuch? As I mentioned earlier, this is something where the technology has become quite accessible. There are tons of cheap manufacturers out there who are willing to provide you with your designs. However, you have to make the design yourself, of course. And this is where KiCad comes in, and I want to have a quick demo on how good KiCad has become in supporting these kinds of stuff. So this is Inkscape, not KiCad. And I've tried to come up with a very simple and loosely based on the current design. Actually, it's intentional that this is all based on outlines. And also, there is one invisible outline around all of it. And we can then switch to KiCad. This is the PCB editor within KiCad. And you can say import graphics. You pick the file. And you have to choose where to put, on which functional layer to put this artwork. This is something where I believe there is quite a lot of room for improvement, because you could try to encode the function within the SVG so that KiCad can automatically detect and assign the different components to different layers. So there is our design. And it's wonderful that we have no longer to do an extra step like converting it to a symbol or whatever. We can just start and fix stuff. So let's we can it might be not sure how visible it is. There are two polygons on this location. This is only the center square, and this is the complete outline. And we now change the function of this path to be on the edge cuts. And actually, if you go to the 3D viewer, we already have a PCB that is shaped like this. And I could use a microphone stand again. Sorry, Simon. I need both hands, sorry. Okay, so, and then we just look at the text. And start selecting components. Oh, no. Did I undo the... Okay. Let me shortcut this a little bit because of time. We now assign it to the front copper layer and we fill it and we say no lines. Okay, I've now assigned it to the copper layer, and I also want this to be included into the solder mark so that the copper is actually visible. So if we go to the 3D viewer, we know that we lost the outline in my mishap earlier, but we do have a shiny surface. If we would manufacture this PCB with gold coating, this would be actually pretty realistic. So let's recreate the edge. And also, let's start with some of the letters. I won't do the whole thing. And we assign it to the front silkscreen layer. Again, filling it. Line width 0. And let's see how it looks. And we're getting there. We can also do inverse stuff, like if we have this square. And we use a slightly different technique to create, create from selection to create a filled zone, which is a copper zone which also carries electrical information. It's a meaningful electrical thing, so it checks for conflicts with other signals and stuff like this. Wait, that was wrong. Create from selection. And we actually want to have the front layer. And now we also create a zone here, which is an exclusion zone. So we want to have no copper in this place, so it's like an inverted thing. And let's see what's happening in the 3D viewer. Let's see if it worked. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure if I really managed to do it. I don't see anything, so maybe I misclicked somewhere. But that's about all I wanted to show. So if you have any questions, I think we could start around.
On. Oh, very nice talk. I thought it was very good. Brave of you to have a second camera and a live demo in the same presentation. I'm not familiar with KiCad, so maybe this is a stupid question. So is this sort of like a workflow question. So I saw in the beginning you designed the initial design in Inkscape and then imported it into your application. Is that how they like typically do it? Or I'm just like wondering if a lot of the improvements are just like making it easier to do designs within the application, or perhaps just making it easier for designers to work within KiCad, because obviously they aren't doing typical PCB work.
The main problem is that KiCad has a very different application in mind. So you're designing tracks for electrons to follow, and design aspects are in the background, basically. So the interactive editing tools for freeform vector shapes are not good. This is basically where the difference comes from. So you would have a different workflow to do. To actually do this. So that's the main difference. It has a very different specific application in mind. So polygons in this are basically lines, polygonal lines. You don't have like graphical shapes. So that's one of the main problems.
Thank you. I believe we're out of time. And I already stretched it once today. I don't want to do it a second time because I want to come back tomorrow. Thank you, and let's prepare for the next one.